tablet of your hands. In a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water, Lord, cause us to see your power. Cause us to see your glory. As we've seen in the sanctuary. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. Let me see your power and glory. All through the sun and moon. In a dry and thirsty land. Where there is no water, Lord. Let me see your power and glory. As it is in a dry, in a dry, in a dry and thirsty land. Oh,
where there is no water, Lord.
Let me see your power and glory. I see the sanctuary. It's your hands high. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. And we give you the adoration. Because you are God. Lift your hands and your voice. And ask him to do something good and new. That's right. In a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water, Lord, let me see power and glory. As in the sun. Lift your two hands. See his presence here. Whisper that name, Jesus. Receive fresh fire, fresh power, fresh help, fresh grace. Right now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. The truth. I welcome everyone here this morning to this auspicious service. I believe your life will never remain the same in Jesus' name. Our people are working to ensure that cooling system is better by next Sunday. We trust God that you will have the best of time in that regard coming week. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Destined for the top. Part 2. Our objective this morning is to understand our destined placement at the top or for the top. Almighty God, by destiny, has positioned us at the top. In the first service we saw that as the offsprings of the Most High God, we are not permitted to dwell in the most low places of the earth. In this service, we shall be examining 5 platforms. We saw already that we are destined for the top as offsprings of the Most High God. We also saw that by being the seed of or stars of Abraham, our place is at the top. That because of God's end time agenda for his people, the church, our place is at the top. By covenant promise, our place is at the top. And because we are raised up to Christ Jesus, our place is at the top. We are going to look at 5 others. It will be number 1 for this service, but number 6 overall. What are the platforms for our placement at the top? 1. We are destined for the top by the mandate of creation. By God's mandate at creation, we are destined for the top. At creation, God said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Have dominion. In Psalm 8, verse 3, all the way to verse 6, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man? That thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him. Thou hast made him lower than the angels, literally than Elohim, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. You see, God created man with a decree. He created man with a mandate. He created man with a command. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Have dominion. Subdue and have dominion. So we were created to dominate and not to be dominated. We were created for the top, not for the pit. Therefore, I announce to everyone here seated live, and everyone watching anywhere you are, anything that has kept your life in the pit, that thing is broken right now. In the name of Jesus, every area of your life where the devil has dominated and oppressed your life, that domination and oppression is over forever. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, I was created to dominate, not to be dominated. I was created for the top,
not for the pit. Second, we are destined for the top by being spiritual eagles. By being spiritual eagles. We looked at this extensively in the midweek service. And if you are not there, I would like you to look at that. Our Father God is mother eagle. While we are baby eagles. The scripture says so in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11. Deuteronomy 32, 11. As an eagle steareth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, and beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone. So the Lord is mother eagle. We are baby eagle. So the Lord alone did lead Israel. And there was no strange God with him. And by that leading, and that turned him to an eagle, he made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Sweet things will come out for us from hard places. Somebody did not get that. Honey out of the rock means where you don't expect anything to come out of at all. That is where sweet will come from. Where you don't expect anything to come out of at all. That is where treasure will come out from. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. As the eagle, whatever the eagle does with the eaglets, that is what I, Mother Eagle, God the Father, that is what I do with my people. I take them up and teach them to soar and teach them to fly. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? In the book of Job, we shall look at Job and in... Alright, before Job, Isaiah chapter 41, chapter 40 verse 31, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, he said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Now Job chapter 39 verse 27. Job 39 and in verse 27. He said, does the eagle mount up at your command? So the eagle's destiny is to mount up, is to go up. Does the eagle make her nest on high at your command and make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood. And anywhere you find food, that is where she is. The eagle is designed to mount up. Listen to this. The topmost top, or if you permit me, the toppest place, is the place for the people of God. The topmost top, or the toppest place. The toppest. Top, topper, toppest. Hey! The toppest places of the earth is where we belong, not the ground level. We don't belong where chickens belong. We don't belong where vultures belong. Can you see your eagle destiny and refuse to remain on the ground floor? Can you see your eagle destiny and refuse for any devil to tie you down? Can you see your eagle destiny and make up your mind that anywhere eagles fly, that is where you shall fly? Somebody shout the loudest, amen. It doesn't matter the destiny of people from your family. It doesn't matter the destiny of people from your village. It doesn't matter the destiny of the people from your community. We are eagles. Our Father God is mother eagle. And we are baby eagles. 20,000 feet above sea level. Eyes, vision as sharp as anything, seeing our food and our provision very, very far, that is our destiny. Right now, anything that has caged your life, anything that has put you on the floor, today is the end of it. Today is the end of it. Today is the end of it. I told you the story of one eagle that they gave to Dr. Mrs. Enenche. The eagle requires fresh food, fresh meat, fresh. If it is not fresh, it is not for it. It respects itself too much. If you brought anything, it will not eat it. That is, if the food was put in the fridge, it is condemned. It has to be fresh. Do you understand? One day it forced itself to eat what was in the fridge because of hunger. After a while, it vomited it out. Instantly. I don't belong there. I'm not a beggar. Don't give me fridge food. If not that I am here, I can kill myself and eat by myself. Ay, 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 ay. You should know who you are. In my place, they say elephant picking is not permitted to suffer convulsion. It's too big to convulse. Epilepsy can't worry it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? You should know the son of who you are. And you should know who you are. You must refuse anything that makes you look inferior. 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 Today, we shall be dealing with the devil, the bacteria. We shall be dealing with the infection of inferioritis. Inferioritis. It's a plague. It can be caused by a mycobacterium. Mycobacteria inferioria. Inferioria. Am I communicating? Refuse for anything inside you to feel. It doesn't matter what your father told you when you were growing up. Reject anything that makes you low. Reject anything that keeps you down. It doesn't matter whether you failed in school. I've realized that school never really gives the full assessment of a man's potential. Oh my gosh. Never. They can assess some things, but there are many, many things they cannot assess. There are many things I'm doing today that I never did in school. Expertly. They once analyzed the song that God gives us. Yes, I saw London Central full. Get ready, next month we shall be with you. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Oh, you just said me. Okay, go ahead, London, we shall be with you. At the Excel Center, it's going to be overflowing and overwhelmed. And everyone from the north, the east, and the south, and the west shall be coming to excel. Invite your friends, invite your loved ones, and let them know that power is going to rush through the United Kingdom. And the wells of revival shall be redug. And the wells of Charles Giffiney, and the wells of John Wesley, and Charles Wesley, and Charles H. Spurgeon, that the dog in those lands shall be redug again, and the Van Robots of Wales shall be redug again, and the fire of revival shall pass through the land. Invite your friends, invite your loved ones. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand and say, the top is my place. The pit is never my place. Say, every power of hell trying to keep me in the pit, today is your end. Oh, you power from hell, you are broken now. Any witchcraft they did to turn you to a beggar, that witchcraft is spoiled now. any occultic manipulation they did to turn your life into a pauper, that occultic power is broken now. Anywhere they took your name to make you wretched and miserable, that altar and those who took your name there, they catch fire now. You are shifting forward and shifting to the realm you belong. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Somebody say, I am an eagle, a spiritual eagle. My place is at the top. I refuse to die on the ground.
Number three, we are destined for the top by being the light of the world.
His city set on the hill. That is what God said.
By being the light of the world and a city set on a hill. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, Jesus said to his disciples, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid.
So you are light. And it is important for you to know the purpose for the creation of light.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 16 to 19. Genesis chapter 1. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So you are light and you are designed to take charge.
Hey!
You know, revelation is the termination of affliction. Revelation is the conclusion of stagnation. Is the conclusion of confusion. You are light and you have been designed to take charge. That is, any realm you find yourself, you are designed to take charge. Any field you find yourself, you have been designed to take charge. Anywhere you find yourself, you have been designed to take charge. I announce to you today, you are taking charge. Say that amen like you believe it. I see in the realm of the spirit that very soon, some people will call you, group of friends, people from your community, from your village. They will call you and surrender themselves to you. And they say, we have seen your wisdom. We have seen that God is with you. Guide us, lead us, teach us, direct us. Anything you say to us, we shall do. Are you ready for this one now? Very soon, people will gather money and hand it over to you. And say, administer it for us. And you will thrive in that realm on the grounds of financial integrity. On the grounds of proven financial integrity. We believe that you can help us. You can coordinate our resources. You can coordinate our things.
Somebody said to me some time back, he wants to contest election. And I should pray for him. He wants to go and try to run for an office. I said, no more response. Because there is no need for response. Should I pray for you? So that you can go and become a leader of people and dupe them? I know you.
that you are consistently inconsistent. The only thing that is consistent about you is that you are inconsistent. And I should pray for you to go and contest election. I know, pray. Hey! If I don't know you, you are talking to someone who knows you and you are asking him to pray for you. I think we should say it as clean as possible. Like they say, ho-ha-ho-haciously. Hallelujah. So what I just prophesied now is on the grounds of your financial integrity. Where they say we know you, we know that anything they will give you is safe. And they will come around you and say, we want to hand over to you this and hand over to you that. Get ready. Don't forget it for as long as you live, that you are light. And the purpose of light is to take charge. He created the light to rule by day. He created the sun to rule by day. He created the moon to rule by night. He created the stars also. And the purpose is to take charge. In your field of endeavor, don't be afraid to take charge. Somebody say loud amen. In your career, don't be afraid to take charge. Everywhere you are found, don't be afraid to take charge. Somebody shout, I am taking charge. Say it loudest, I am taking charge. At the top of your voice, I am taking charge. Loudest, I am taking charge. One lawyer in our church here, he came to me and I said, are you fine? What are you doing? So and so. Why are you not SAN yet? Senior Advocate of Nigeria. Well, I haven't been thinking too much. There are a lot of qualifications that I need to put in place, cases to win, this and that. I said, all right, go and get all of it done between now and next year. And then the next time, he says, so how far? He says, I have applied now. So I go get it and come. That is, I put him under pressure for almost 2 years. Anything, if you are a bird, be an eagle. If you want to be a four-footed beast, be a lion. Am I communicating at all? Anything you want to be the biggest one, the biggest one. That was how he went under pressure and returned back with his senior advocate of Nigeria. Under pressure. A few years ago. You want to drop out of residency course midway, you know, obstetrics and gynecology. You can't drop out. Go and finish it. The fire is too much. Calm down and go and finish it. I'm talking about a man who wanted to drop out of his course to becoming a consultant gynecologist. And he was instructed to pursue it tenaciously until he gets it. That was what he did. The hospital he has is about the biggest, one of the foremost hospitals in the city where he is. Am I communicating? Don't settle for the least. Settle for the most. If you are in the academic realm, reach professor. It doesn't take anything. Publish so you don't perish. Is God speaking? Can you stand up on your feet and say, I'm going up? I am going up. Say, the topmost top is my place. The toppest place is my place. I am light and I am taking charge. I know somebody is blessed. One of the young men were in the university together. And medical school. It was another university when. And the last time I saw him, he's in the UK, he's in America. I said, what are you now? Oh, this and that. Dr. So-and-so. I said, the people you have taught are professors now. You are still Dr. So-and-so. What's wrong with you? Break through the system there. And just. The last time he called me, he said, thank you for what you told me. He sparked fire in his head. And then went his way. Somebody is going forward today. If you are an accountant, be chartered so you are not scattered. So your level. So when they are looking for chartered accountant, you cannot say I am a shattered or scattered accountant or battered accountant. Be chartered. Doesn't take anything. Write the I can so you can. Or any of the ACC or AC or whichever ones. Just ensure you upgrade your life. Just rise to the top of anything. The realm where you are, go to the top of it. And before the end of the month, we shall talk about the reason why you need to be at the top there. About a week ago, I went to dedicate somebody's water factory here. And I told him, I say my highest excitement is the number of people who come here daily for food. You have made life easy for plenty people because you have dared to be here. There is a realm you are where you are only beneficial to only your life. But there is a realm you get to that you are beneficial beyond yourself. You are getting there. Somebody here is already there. Say a louder amen. Lift up your voice. Shout the loudest amen. The loudmost amen. Say in the name of Jesus. It's a new season. For my life. It's a new season. For my family. I am going forward. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Is anybody getting anything here? Second service is on fire. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Number four, we are destined. We are destined for the top. By the light of revelation. This is different from the one I just said. By the light of revelation. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, he said, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory is risen upon you. So whenever light comes, people rise. If you read it all the way down, in verse 8, he said, who are these that fly? So light fuels flight. When you get light, you gain height. Again, when you get light, you gain height. When you get light, you gain height. When you get light, you gain height. Galatians chapter 2 verse 2, Paul the apostle said, and I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. So God purposely gave us his word so that his word can take us up. You remember? Simon Peter, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that you are John the Baptist. Some say that you are Elias. Others, Jeremiah. And some said you are one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Revelation. Somebody say revelation. And Jesus said it. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar Jonah. You are not like Jonah. Simon minus Jonah. No Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee. That's the revelation now. But my Father which is in heaven, and I say unto ye thee, do you see now that thou art Peter? Simon Bar Jonah. Now you are Peter. Why? You saw something. Simon is grass, seaweed, sea reed. Peter is rock. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter, Simon saw something that turned him into Peter. I call it, well, when the Holy Ghost came. Now, this man was grass. And Jesus gave him the potential of becoming rock. He said, I want to degrassify you. The what? Grassify. And rockify you. But that only happens by light. It is when you see what I see that you can step where I step. Did you hear what I just said? When you see what I see, you step where I step, you stand where I stand. Peter took a different stand from the rest because he saw what others didn't see. God gave us light so that light can give us height. God gave us his light so that his light can give us flight. All that I want us to do is to go for light. Just thank God for his word to you that changes your level, changes your position, and changes your posture on a continuous basis. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. That light of revelation that is changing your level is coming your way right now. Can that amen be louder than that? That light of revelation that is changing your level is coming your way right now. Somebody shout, I receive it 5 times. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. Hallelujah. Finally, number 5, we are destined, and on number 10 now, we are destined for the top by being the priests and kings of God. The priests and kings of God. You know that kings are naturally on top in the community. First Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. A royal priesthood. You are a king. You are a king of some sort. You are a king. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 and 6, Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 and 6, he said, I'm from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He has made us kings and priests. 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 Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. Revelation 5, 9 and 10. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests. And what shall we do on the earth? And we shall reign. Anybody who is going to reign, say amen. If you are going to reign on the earth, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are reigning on the earth, shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor by yourself, say your royal highness. Look at somebody, say your royal highness, good morning. One day, I was at Ibadan for a program. I think it was the Premier Hotel, I don't know, their biggest hotel at that time. And either the Umi or Fifi at that time, yes, lodged in the hotel. You needed to see how, when it came out, the paraphernalia. The old one, not the current one. The other one, the elderly man. They were blowing things behind him. He would move one step to the left, one step to the right. His walking step was a dance. He was too conscious of who he was. People will be on the, some will be cleaning the ground with their cloth. That is royalty. In charge. I grew up partly in the village, in town, in the village, because my father was district head and transporter at the same time. The fact that your father is the district head and later on became the local government paramount ruler put you in a class somehow among the local village people. That's the truth. Just among them, they'll just be looking at you. Yeah. King be king. I always tell my wife and children, I say, one of the things that if I didn't get anything from my father, one of the things I got from him was the audacity. Refusal to feel inferior to any mortal man. Any. You can't look down on him. He refuses you to do so. By the time you see him, you yourself will know. About 50, 60 something years ago, he was wearing suit with pocket square. I'm telling you, when I saw the picture, I was shocked. See, this old God did guy at that time like this. Am I communicating at all? And when the local people, their own behavior is different. I remember one of those local people, I was a small boy. He asked me to come and write letter for him. You know how they ask you to write letter for them in the village? Eh? So he said, sit down. Tell them I am saying good morning. He said, I should say good morning. Tell them how are his children. After I wrote the letter for him, I said, please, don't bother again. This letter is going all the way to Lagos. Let me look for somebody more senior too. that is, because of where the letter is going, I am too young to write a Lagos letter. That is the mindset of the locals. Am I communicating? I want you to understand you are royalty. Anybody here, if they say you are from non-royal family, that devil is a bastard. The royalty of the kingdom is superior to any kind of royalty in the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Even look at the people we call your excellency today. He's governor so-and-so, he's senator so-and-so. By the time they are out of office, completely demystified. Pushing their load by themselves at the airport. No more aids, no more anything. Everything gone. Those who were hovering around them before all disappeared. Because it's a temporary excellency. Our own is an eternal excellency. We are, according to scripture, the joy of many generations. And if God gives you double excellency, congratulations. You are excellency in government and excellency in God. Congratulations. Is God speaking to somebody here? Stand on your feet and shout, yes! Look at somebody by your side. Say, your excellency. Good morning. Look at somebody else by yourself. Say, Your Excellency. Congratulations. Give him a shout of praise. Did you receive anything here today? Every trace of low self-esteem, every trace of inferiority complexity, every trace of low self-worth, any insult they have ever insulted you, that you can amount to nothing, that your people can become nothing, that your type can achieve nothing, I stand there to declare it is canceled. It is neutralized. You are valuable. You are an asset. You are royalty. You are dignity. You are highly celebrated. Whenever the lizard falls from the iroko tree, lands on the floor, no stomach pain on his stomach. He look left, look right, waiting for who will congratulate him. How he fell from such a height and didn't die. When he sees nobody, he shakes his head. Say, I have tried. Say, I'm not waiting for anybody to come and shake my hand now. Haven't you seen lizard before? I have tried. Before he keeps moving, he tries. I tell you, I tried something. Tell your neighbor, celebrate yourself. Look at somebody by yourself. Say, don't wait for anybody's congratulation. Don't wait for anybody's celebration. Congratulate yourself and celebrate yourself. That's how I function. My wife say, you're dressed so sharply. I say, thank you so much, but I am fully aware. And that is so that it doesn't look rude, that you don't say thank you. I'm fully conscious. This look is sharp. That's confirmed. Thank you so much. Do you understand? Because there are so many people who are angry that you are all right. That you are not a beggar is paining somebody. That you dress well is a challenge. If you are wearing rags, it will be better for them. So don't wait for them at all. The Bible says David encouraged himself. I don't wait for anybody. Yesterday I was sitting and reading the Bible at the same time. My wife said, I need to take this picture. Let me take your picture. I said, go ahead and take it. Bible couldn't wait for the food to finish. Food couldn't wait for the Bible. So the none could wait for each other. Hallelujah. Today I speak to you. Who told you to bring the picture? Some people were commenting yesterday, say, so he actually eats too. He does eat too. Say, what? What do you mean? Everybody eats. It reminds me of one of my children. One day I was walking and my hand caught. One of my children caught. She opened her eyes. Say, eh? So you are like us. I said, what do you mean? You in this house here asking me such a question?
A royal priesthood. A chosen generation.
Are you going to walk out here today with more audacity? With more sagacity? With more swagaliciousness? It doesn't matter the accommodation you are living in now. You will not be there forever. You will soon be out of there.
Help her there.
Hey! It doesn't matter how you came to church. Whether you trekked, whether you rode on a Okada or in a tricycle. It will not be like that forever. The story will soon change. And it is changing right now. Help, help, help. There is fire burning here. Fire burning here. Fire burning there. Fire burning there. Jagalaba yada gagalala hasadada. Le perete sete le te prate kakalala.
A wise man said, his name is James Allen. He said, you cannot move forward inside and stand still outside. If inside you move, outside you follow. Your environment, determines your environment. Just make sure that inside is moving.
Just make sure that wherever you are now, you don't see yourself there. You may be here now, but see yourself there. And if you can see yourself there, very soon you will find yourself there. It doesn't matter where you are now. See yourself there. You may be here now, but see yourself there. Because if you can see yourself,
Dunamis Sotoko Central, are you ready for your apostolic invasion? Are you ready for your apostolic invasion? Have you hinted the whole of Otukpo and Benue State that God's servant Pastor Iya Adeboye is coming to Otukpo town? And Dr. Pastor Paul and Enche is also coming along with him.
So get yourself all ready. Fire is burning there. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of victory. A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Did you receive something just now? Very, very quickly, our conclusion, the same as what we said before. We are destined for the top, topmost top in life by divine design and provision. You and myself, God has destined us for the topmost top in life by divine design and provision. Secondly, our destiny at the top is fully guaranteed by our relationship with the Master. The quality of your connection will determine the extent of your elevation with God. Connection, the quality of your connection with God will determine the extent of your elevation in God. Don't just be a churchgoer. Very soon we'll announce an operation. When the command comes to work for God, hit the road. Show God that you mean business. I know of people who are talking about printing tracts in thousands for personal evangelistic purpose. All manner. Take the lead. Our destiny at the top is guaranteed by our relationship. Number three, our destiny at the top now is a function. I'm going to change this one a little. It's a function of light. Of the light of insight and the revelation of the word. It's the function of the light of insight and the revelation of the word. Your light of insight. What you know
what God shows you that you see out of the scripture shoots you up. Like today, you have heard many things and you have received many things. The purpose of this is to shoot you up. Our destiny at the top is a function of the light of insight and the revelation of the word. Galatians chapter 2 verse 2, he said, I went up by revelation. And Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, we read it already. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Somebody say a loud amen. Finally, the same with what we said at the last time. Our destiny at the top is powered by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Powered. We read 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1 in the first service. But we'll add to this 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. When Samuel took the vial of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. Beloved brothers and sisters, God has something in store for you this morning, and your life will never remain the same. Whatever you do in this world, refuse to die on the floor. Rise to the top, because that is where you belong. Refuse to die without succeeding, and refuse to live as a failure. Do you see what I just said? Refuse to die without succeeding, and refuse to live as a failure. Suicide is not success. Suicide is master failure. I don't know who I'm talking to. Things are not working. I want to take my life. That is the talk of a failure. When people kill themselves, it's the peak of cowardice. It's the peak of failure. No, that's not the way out. The way out is to hold on to God. Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? So why should I die now? No. All the days of my life, I must wait until my change comes. Everything. Wife is gone already. Everything is, but I am waiting until my change comes. And the change arrived. Somebody's change is coming. Somebody's change is coming. Somebody's change is coming. That voice you've been hearing to take your life, I curse that voice to hell. In the name of Jesus, you will succeed in business, in career, in marriage, in the fruit of the womb. You will be successful. The devil will not have the final say over your life. The devil will not laugh at you. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what you have lost. God is the reason why you have not lost everything. And God is the reason why you will regain back everything. Congratulations. If I say anything beyond this, it's over preaching, over syllabus. Congratulations. Shake the hands of people and congratulate them. And lift up your hands and get ready to receive the touch of God. To receive the hand of God, to receive the impact of the Spirit. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Thank you.
Your hands everywhere you are. And your name is Holy Lord. By your name. Your name is Holy Lord. Oh. Your name is Holy Lord. Your name is Holy Lord. Oh, your name. Your name is Holy. Your name is Holy Lord. Oh, your name is Holy Lord. Your name is Holy Lord.
Oh, your name is Holy.
Your name is Holy. Your name is Holy. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. There is no reason that is reasonable enough to keep you on the floor. No reason is reasonable enough to keep you on the ground. No reason. Lord, the top is my place, and the top I shall go. Lift your two hands and say, Father, before we pray that prayer, everyone who is here today, I told you about the quality of our relationship with God as a determinant of our height in life. Anywhere you are, your relationship with God is faulty, and you want to make it right. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags, and quickly rush to the front. Now I'll give you the count of seven. While the rest of us, you are in the mood to receive something just now. That limitation over your destiny must be broken right now. So you can reach where God, where you have been so far is not where God wants you to be. That pit and that hole where the devil kept you, you are coming out of it. Lift your hands and say, and wherever you are in need of surrender, in need of forgiveness for your sins, wanting Jesus to be Lord over your life, I give you the count of seven, rush forward here. While the rest of us begin to speak to God, you will change my life and change my story today. Rush forward here. One. Two. Three.
I'll live for you, for you.
Four.
Five.
Six.
And seven.
I am still going to call for you again with another count of seven. If you are not yet out, rush to the front. You want to be through with smoking, through with drinking, through with womanizing, with masturbation, prostitution, gambling, through with fraud, and any such life. You are tired of rising today, falling tomorrow. You want to rise forward and not crash again. At the count of seven, you can come forward again now.
Lord,
one. Rush forward quickly. Two.
Only for you, only.
Three. Four.
Seven.
I give you my soul.
Only for you alone. Only for you alone.
Every moment I'm awake.
Every moment I'm awake.
Moment I'm awake.
Moment I'm awake. Have your way.
Sing it one more time.
Lord, I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
Only for you
alone.
Only for you alone.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Those who are still in the front, what a harvest of souls. Place your right hand. I believe there is such harvest in all locations. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me one more time. Say, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. I receive forgiveness for my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, to live for you, to serve you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. It is done.